Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out, let it
rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we...
Hallelujah. You are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We're broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. In this evening's segment, we have another blockbuster. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the church, starting in Revelation chapter 6. We have the series of the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen, Revelation chapter 6, the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. We're beginning this evening's segment. We are live. It's June 29th, 2014. It is 7:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen, beginning with the white horse, from Revelation chapter 6. This is the definitive, the authoritative revelation of Jesus Christ. This is not the rumor court. This is not the philosopher's court. This is neither the theologian's court. But this is the wisdom court of the mighty Holy Spirit. Alas, the revelation in the book of Revelation is open to the end time church, to the end time saints, and will hear the message as delivered by the mighty prophet sent by the Lord for just such a time as this. Joining us in the studio this week, welcome back, precious listeners, and we are very thankful that the Lord has brought back Pastor Jose Bobadillo from the California altar and also from the New York altar. We thank the Lord. Pastor Nilda Mayo is with us, and Pastor Albanos Gutierrez from the Maryland altar. I'll be your host for this segment and co-hosting. My name is Pastor Louis Lupo of Maryland altar. This segment and this teaching on the white horse is absolutely critical for the church. It speaks to the deception in the house of the Lord, the deception that we were told well in advance would come. We will hear the Olivet Discourse when the Lord addresses the disciples and shares with them the secrets of the kingdom of God and admonishes them, do not let anyone deceive you. As the Lord was addressing the disciples in private and the church, and you will hear this again as taught by the mighty prophet in the message of the Lord. And this is so critical for today because, as we've heard, there are two churches. There is one that is hearing from the mighty Holy Spirit, and there is another that is hearing from the flesh and not from the Lord. Those are the ones with the false prophets and false apostles. They are preaching things of the world and preaching money. They are on another path, a frightening path. It's the path of perdition. It is not the highway of holiness. It is not the highway that leads to heaven. They're on a path going in a different direction. And it's not one that's been deliberately chosen. They have been deceived. They have been deceived into taking that path. And we will hear that in greater detail. If there is one message to share amongst your friends and alert them to what the Lord is speaking at this hour, if there's one that will help peel back the fog, if you will, the fog of war, it is this message. It's this message that the church has missed so dearly. We'll open in prayer, and then I'd like to briefly go to the pastors and get their insights on this before we cut to the message. But let's bow our head and our hearts in prayer. Say, Mighty Father, Mighty Holy Spirit, we come to you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, that, Lord, you would open the spiritual ears of all those that are listening, that they would hear your voice and not the voice of man. That you would open their spiritual eyes that they may see. They may see in your kingdom and your righteousness and your truth and enter. We pray this for all the listeners throughout the United States of America, Lord, and for all those you've brought also in the global audience. And we hand this time off to you, Mighty Holy Spirit, and to your well-able hands. We commit this time and this program unto you, that your will would be done, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jose, amen. We've been, just briefly, we started this segment of Revelation chapter 6, the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. What has the Lord laid on your heart for this evening's segment?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Lou, precious
Amen.
Pastors that are here with us, and all the precious listeners, welcome. This is a very mighty, mighty time in the history of mankind, as we have been learning and hearing the word of the Lord through his mighty servant, the prophet that has been sent to us. And here in America, we have seen as witnesses to this mighty revival that the church in America seems to be that the one is the one that is lacking behind the most compared to all the other nations. And I believe that there is too much pride in this land, and they are not hearing the voice of the Lord. They have been deceived completely by the ways of man. And the Lord requires complete repentance on our behalf, complete surrender to Him, so that He may rebuild His church. Because this is the Lord's church. It's the Lord's word and the Lord's ways. I wanted to read from the word of the Lord as to what the day of the rapture brings, especially to those that are left behind. And this is from the book of Amos, chapter 5, 20. Again, this is Amos, chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion, only to be met by a bear. As though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness? This is very, very, very fearful, precious people. We must prepare. We must allow the church to be rebuilt directly and only by the Spirit of the Lord. Without a ray brightness, that means that it is going to be complete darkness on the earth without the Holy Spirit. We need to heed to the word of the Lord. We need to listen to the message that's being brought forth by the mighty prophet of the Lord, Dr. David Orr. We have opened heavens right now, precious saints. The Spirit of the Lord is feeding us directly from heaven. We are receiving spiritual manna, precious saints. But we know that soon that door will be shut. And as in the days of Noah, the Lord himself will shut the door. If I can, Pastor Lou, read a few more scriptures, or one more scripture from Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. Again, this is Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxiety of life. And that day will close on you suddenly, like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord, precious saints.
Thank you, Pastor Luke.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. And we see, precious listeners, as we hear the word of the Lord, Luke 21, that's Luke chapter 21, 34 through 36, the Lord warned us and admonished us earlier with the parable of the sower and the seed that fell in the soil and grew up. That seed did grow, but it was choked by the concerns of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. And there we have again in Luke chapter 21, 34 through 36, as you heard read and proclaimed,
of that day for those, they will be found unaware. And the Lord has commanded us to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Messiah, not to be at this point in time preparing for the things of the world. For there's no time for that anymore. Thank you, Pastor Jose, for sharing. Pastor Neil DeMaio from the New York altar, I want to ask the Lord placed on your heart for this evening's segment, Pastor Nilda.
Praise the Lord, pastors. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Quería hablarles sobre el tema que van a escuchar hoy. El mensaje va a ser en inglés y en Swahili, pero es la revelación que se le fue dada al profeta Dr. David Obar sobre los jinetes del Apocalipsis, los cuatro jinetes. Y van a empezar con el jinete del caballo blanco, que habla sobre el engaño que iba a venir, que iba a entrar a la iglesia en esos tiempos. Este mensaje es una visión, una revelación muy poderosa que se nos ha dado a nosotros ahora en esos tiempos para poder discernir y poder tomar las correctas decisiones para entrar a la vía de la santidad, para estar listos cuando venga el Cordero de Dios por su iglesia, por su novia santa. Esta revelación, si usted gusta, puede ir al site en español que tenemos del ministerio, que es arrepiéntete.org, es arrepiéntete.org, y ahí podrá ver los artículos y diferentes traducciones e interpretaciones de las revelaciones, los estudios, varios estudios del ministerio. Ahora estamos desarrollando más traducciones y yo creo que esa es una que está incluida en las que están ahora en proceso, pero vamos a estar en el libro de Apocalipsis 6. Si ustedes quieren seguir el tema un poco y pedir al Espíritu Santo que les guíe. Gracias, hermanos, y Dios los bendiga. Shalom. Back to you, Pastor Will.
Shalom. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Pastor Neil DeMaio. Thank you for your time also and for the Spanish translation. Pastor Albanos from Maryland altar, you've heard some of the introduction, and I know you're familiar with the message of the Lord, or the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen, and all of the revelation that's been given to the church in reference to the four horsemen. What would you share with the listeners in this evening's segment as they prepare to hear the message of the Lord?
Thank you, pastors, and listeners. Also, I thank God for this moment to worship and glorify his name. First of all, I would like to read the book of John, chapter 4, from verse 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. That's a very good introduction to the message, because this church, especially in the United States, we have so many voices.
Mm.
But the Bible says our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You look at the church, you have one pastor teaching about the sower seed, receive a miracle. Another pastor is teaching about wealth transfer. Another pastor is talking about prepare, the Messiah is coming. But out of all these messages, you can see that the prophetic timeline is being fulfilled every single day. If you look at Matthew chapter 24, you look at Revelation chapter 6 from verse 2 through 8, you can see the signs and wonders which were promised, even on Joel chapter 2. You can see the latter anointing which was promised. But the reason why you see our churches today, you do not see the wisdom of the Lord being manifested in our churches today is because, one, there's no fear of the Lord, because the church does not want to embrace the Holy Spirit. The pastors, they don't listen through the Holy Spirit who was promised to us by Jesus Christ, who left and was given to us free of charge. Instead, even Christians, instead of reading Bibles and praying, seeking the mighty Holy Spirit, the counsel of the mighty Holy Spirit, they are going to these preachers on the TV, buying anointing oil, buying water from River Jordan, prayer cloths, and yet we have been given the Holy Spirit free of charge. The only requirement is the obedient and walking righteousness, which has been required to us. As Christians, we should remember the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 as a warning. The children of Israel, God took them from Egypt to Israel, and they are God-chosen people. But when they disobeyed God, God was killing them, punishing them, and also bringing plague, diseases to them when disobeyed them. But you hear pastors today tell Christians, once you become saved, that's enough to take you to heaven or to get you raptured. Deception is everywhere. Today is time to repent. We must repent and walk in righteousness, because the Bible says the Messiah is going to come like a thief. There's not going to be breaking news. There's not going to be warning. He just walk like a thief, and the rapture take place. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Albanos, and thank you for your time for this segment. The four apocalyptic horsemen, if you are just joining us, this is Revelation chapter 6, you will hear the authoritative, the definitive revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation is called the Revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the church, to the global church. This was the Lord's design from Genesis to Revelation. One other scripture to read as a background and foundation, and lines right up with the scripture that we just heard Pastor Albanos read in John chapter 4, verse 23. This is Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? And again, verse 3, the target scripture, Galatians 3. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? And so the Lord is speaking that the worshipers would worship in the Spirit, that we would rely upon, depend upon, have faith in, trust in, hope in the mighty Holy Spirit. He's the one that opens our spiritual ears. He's the one that opens our spirit. spiritual eyes. He's the one that leads us into the wisdom of the Lord, who enables us to walk righteous, who enables us to overcome sin. We have the blood of the Lamb to present before the Lord, and the Holy of Holies, the sacrifice without defect, the only sacrifice that we can offer, the Lamb without defect, the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit. And this is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to the church today, so that the bride of Christ, the remnant, is prepared for the coming of the Messiah. That was Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, as you also heard John chapter 4, verse 23. Let's go to the message of the Lord. This is Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen, and we'll be back after this message for a few moments as well.
We bless Jesus. We bless the Lord. Let us clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Hebu tuombe.
Mighty Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, the precious God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the mighty God of Israel, the God of Jacob. Father, we are gathered here today in the mighty name of Jesus, in the city of Nairobi. Precious Father, we are here to thank you and bless you for giving us Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you for the tremendous sacrifice that you would release your one and only Son to come and die on the cross, that we may have salvation. Jehovah Elohim, for that, we are so grateful, and we thank you, and we bless you, and we honor you, magnify you, precious Jehovah. Tonight, as I speak to your people, please open their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes, that they may hear this and get to see this and get to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be here.
Ni baraka jinsi gani kukuwa hapa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we are live on radio here.
Sasa tuko moja kwa moja hewani katika masafa radio hapa.
Covering millions of Kenyans.
Tukiwafikia mamilioni ya Wakenya.
And Tanzania and Uganda.
Na Tanzania na pia Uganda.
Now,
sasa,
precious people.
Sikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
What we are going to discuss tonight.
Kile ambacho tunaenda kusemezana kukihusu jioni hii.
Is absolutely very, very critical.
Ni cha muhimu na nyeti sana sana.
To the church of Christ.
Kwa kanisa la Kristo.
That is you.
Ambayo ni wewe.
Even the pastors here.
Hata wachungaji walio hapa.
And to the nations of the earth.
Na kwa mataifa ya dunia.
I thought.
Nafikiria,
it is not right
si vyema,
that I am going to other nations
ya kwamba naenda kwa mataifa mengine,
and the Lord is igniting a huge revival
na ye Bwana anaanzisha uvivio mkubwa sana,
and the cripples are walking
na viwete wanatembea,
and the blind eyes are opening
nayo macho ya vipofu inafunguka,
the deaf ears hear
na masikio ya viziwi inasikia,
the dumb are speaking and the tumors and the spinal cord, everything is being restored.
Mabubu wanaongea, uvimbe unapotea, nyuti za migongo zinapona na kila kitu chatendeka inarejeshwa.
It is happening a lot beginning Nakuru all the way down to Western Province, to Eldoret, Kitale, everywhere.
Inatendeka sana tangia mkoa wa magharibi, Nakuru, kule chini, Eldoret, na kote kote.
It is happening in the Dominican Republic, in Venezuela.
Inatendeka kule katika Jamhuri ya Dominicana, Venezuela.
And England, we are going there, and Belgium, and everywhere we go.
Na Uingereza,
and France.
Na Ubelgiji, na Fransa, na kila mahali tunapoenda.
And yet, Nairobi.
Na ili hali Nairobi.
Is not even aware.
Haijui hata hivyo.
She is still buying miracles.
Lingali wananunua miujiza.
And that's why.
Na ndio sababu.
I said.
Nilisema.
These 3 days.
Hizi siku tatu.
And you will be at par.
Na mutakuwa pamoja.
You will be in step.
Mutakuwa kwa hatua.
With the Holy Spirit.
Na Roho Mtakatifu.
Listen, precious people.
Sikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
There is a lot of conversation.
Kuna mazungumzo mengi sana sana.
If you have a cell phone and you can record.
Kama unayo simu ya mkononi na unaweza kunakili.
Record this.
Tafadhali nukuu haya.
If you can write, write as much.
Kama unaweza kuandika, andika jinsi unavyowezeshewa.
But listen very, very carefully.
Lakini sikiza kwa umakinifu zaidi sana sana.
What I am going to share.
Kile ambacho ninaenda kushiriki.
Is just a little. A fraction
ni sehemu kidogo tu
of the mighty conversation
ya mazungumzo makuu
that the Lord is having with the church right now
ambayo Bwana anayo na kanisa sasa hivi
regarding the coming of the Messiah
kuhusiana na kukuja kwa Masihi.
Time is over.
Wakati umekwisha
for worshiping like Baalists.
Kwa kuabudu kama mabaali.
Time is over for that.
Wakati umekwisha kwa hayo.
Nairobi, you have worshipped for a long time.
Nairobi mmeabudu kwa muda mrefu.
Without listening and hearing from the Lord.
Bila kusikiliza na kusikia kutoka kwa Mungu.
But today.
Lakini leo.
This will be mighty.
Hii itakuwa kuu.
But listen to me.
Lakini nisikize.
I want to start with this vision.
Nataka nianze kwa maono haya.
Two visions.
Maono mawili.
And then I'll begin.
Alafu nitaanza.
Listen very carefully.
Sikize kwa makini sana.
On the 19th.
Tarehe 19.
19th of August.
Tarehe 19 ya mwezi wa Agosti.
2008.
Mwaka wa 2008.
The Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus.
Bwana, Mungu wa Bwana wetu Yesu.
He visited with me in a very mighty way.
Alinitembelea katika njia kuu sana.
To speak with me.
Na akaanza kunena pamoja nami.
About the coming of the Messiah.
Kuhusu kukuja kwa Masihi.
And I heard the voice of the Lord.
Na nikasikia sauti ya Bwana.
And I saw the visions of the Lord.
Na nikayaona maono ya Bwana.
What did the Lord say?
Je, Bwana alisema yapi?
Listen very carefully.
Sikiliza kwa umakini.
I know you have had a lot of false prophets.
Najua mmekuwa na manabii wengi wa uongo.
In Nairobi.
Hapa Nairobi.
But today.
Lakini leo.
Your eyes are going to open.
Macho yenu yanaenda kufunguka.
And you are going to find out.
Na mnaenda kutambua.
That every time the Lord speaks.
Ya kwamba kila wakati Bwana anaponena.
Every time somebody comes.
Ya kwamba kila wakati mtu anapokuja.
And says the Lord has spoken with me.
Na kusema Bwana ameninenea.
Number one.
Kitu cha kwanza.
The nature of conversation.
Asili ya mazungumzo.
Is very different from the way men speak.
Ni tofauti sana na vile wanadamu wanavyonena.
Number two.
Pili.
When the Lord speaks.
Wakati Bwana anaponena.
You must always find it in the Bible.
Lazima kila wakati uipate katika Biblia.
The Bible is your point of reference.
Biblia ndiyo kigezo chako.
Without finding it here.
Bila kuipata hapa.
In the Bible.
Katika Biblia.
Then the Lord.
Basi Bwana.
Has not spoken.
Hajanena.
That man is a liar.
Huyo mtu ni muongo.
Number three.
Jambo la tatu.
Every time the Lord speaks.
Kila wakati Bwana anaponena.
He always.
Kila wakati.
Centralizes.
Yeye huweka shina.
The holiness of God.
Utakatifu wa Mungu.
In the church.
Katika kanisa.
Because.
Kwa sababu.
He is holy.
Yeye ni mtakatifu.
Number four.
Jambo la ine.
Four.
Jambo la ine.
Every time the Lord sends a prophet to you.
Kila wakati Bwana anapokutumieni nabii.
That prophet.
Huyo nabii.
Must always.
Lazima kila wakati.
Point at the coming Messiah.
Aelekeze Masihi ajaye.
Number five.
Jambo la tano.
Every time the Lord speaks,
kila wakati Bwana anaponena,
he will never
hata wahi
build the kingdoms of men in the church.
Kujenga falme za wanadamu katika kanisa.
With that background,
na ukiwa na msingi huo,
I want now to describe.
Sasa ninataka nieleze.
What did the Lord say on August 19th?
Na je, Bwana alisema yapi tarehe 19 ya hiyo Agosti?
2008.
Mwaka wa 2008.
Look at this.
Tazama haya.
In that vision.
Katika hayo maono.
The Lord lifted me up.
Bwana aliniinua juu.
And I found myself standing before the throne of God.
Na nikajipata nimesimama mbele ya kiti cha enzi cha Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
And the glory of the Lord.
Na utukufu wa Bwana.
Covered the entire throne.
Ulikuwa umefunika kiti chote cha enzi.
And then after that.
Alafu baada ya hapo.
He made me know.
Akanisababisha nijue.
That he that sits on the throne.
Ya kwamba yeye aketie kwenye hicho kiti cha enzi.
Was seated on the throne.
Alikuwa amekiketia hicho kiti cha enzi.
After that.
Baada ya hapo.
Then he released a creature.
Kisha akaachilia kiumbe.
From the glory of the Lord.
Kutoka kwa utukufu wa Bwana.
And the creature came closer to me.
Nacho hicho kiumbe kikaja karibu nami.
And he came so close.
Na alikuja karibu sana.
And I was a little bit in fear.
Na nilikuwa kidogo hivi katika uoga.
It was a fearful moment.
Ilikuwa ni wakati wa hofu.
And I don't know how much I will release everything here.
Nitaachilia tu kila kitu hapa.
And he had a human face.
Na alikuwa na uso wa binadam.
And he came very close.
Na akaja karibu sana.
Then when he was sure.
Alafu alipokuwa na hakika.
That I have seen his face.
Ya kwamba nimeuona uso wake.
In other words, I have identified him.
Kwa maneno mengine nimemtambua vizuri.
Then he turned and went back to the glory at the throne.
Kisha akageuka na kurudi tena kwenye utukufu uliokuwepo kwenye kiti cha enzi.
And then after that.
Alafu baada ya hapo.
I saw him.
Nikamuona yeye.
Releasing a black horse.
Akimwachilia farasi mweusi.
From the throne of God.
Kutoka kwa kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
A very black horse.
farasi mweusi tititi.
And I saw the rider of the horse coming.
Na nikamuona aliyempanda huyo farasi akija.
And when he stopped near me.
Na wakati aliposimama karibu nami.
Listen very carefully.
Sikiza kwa umakinifu zaidi.
To this vision.
Kwa haya maono.
So you may understand the message.
Ili upate kuelewa ujumbe.
When the black horse came close.
Wakati yule farasi mweusi alipokuja karibu sana.
He had
alikuwa
some white mane.
Na singa nyeupe.
Singa, that is the word. He had white mane.
Alikuwa na singa nyeupe.
From the neck up to here.
Kutoka kwa shingo lake mpaka hapa hivi.
Very, very glorious mane.
Nayo ni singa ya utukufu mkuu kabisa.
As though he wanted me to know that he had white glorious mane.
Kana kwamba alitaka nijue kwamba alikuwa na singa nyeupe ya utukufu.
Everybody look at this.
Kila mtu tazama haya.
He did this.
Alifanya hivi.
He stretched out the white mane.
Alizikunguta zile singa nyeupe.
Then he stretched it back on himself.
Alafu akazirudisha pamoja tena kwake.
And I saw him release.
Na nikamuona ameachiliwa.
With his rider.
Na mpandaji wake.
And he went all over the earth.
Na alienda kote kote duniani.
And then after that.
Alafu baada ya hapo.
The voice spoke.
Sauti ikanena.
From the throne.
Kutoka kwa kiti cha enzi.
Go tell these people.
Enda kawaambie hawa watu.
To prepare for the coming of the Lord.
Wakajiandae kwa ajili ya kukuja kwa Bwana.
I want to begin from there.
Nataka nianzie papo hapo.
I know there are many other visions that have come now.
Ninajua kuna maono mengine mengi ambayo yamekuja sasa.
Including the recent prophecy of the flood.
Kuhusisha unabii wa hivi karibuni wa mafuriko.
And you see what happened in Portugal, Argentina.
Na unaona kile kilichotendeka kule Portugal na Argentina.
Until now it's happening.
Hadi sasa bado inatendeka.
And many other nations.
Na wengi katika mataifa mengine.
But I am talking about this conversation.
Lakini nanena kuhusu haya mazungumuzo.
What is the message of the Lord to the church?
Ujumbe wa Bwana kwa kanisa ni upi?
23rd August.
Tarehe 23 mwezi wa Agosti.
Saturday.
Jumamosi.
2008.
Mwaka 2008.
24th Sunday.
Tarehe 24 Jumapili.
August.
Agosti.
2008.
Mwaka 2008.
I stood before more than 2 million people.
Nilisimama mbele ya zaidi ya umati wa watu ya milioni mbili.
And I said this.
Na nikasema hivi.
That I see.
Ya kwamba naona
a global famine coming.
Njaa ya kidunia ikija.
That I see.
Lakini pia naona
a global economic crisis coming.
Shida ya kiutata ya kidunia ya kiuchumi ikija.
Less than 2 months.
Chini ya kipindi cha miezi miwili.
I have taken this message to Toronto, Canada.
Nimechukua ujumbe unimopeleka Toronto, Canada.
October 7th.
October tarehe 7.
All the global financial markets crash.
Soko zote za hisa za kimataifa zilianguka zikaporomoka.
And the global economy is crashed.
Na uchumi za kidunia zikaporomoka.
Until today.
Hadi leo hii.
So what is the message to you, Nairobi?
Kwa hivyo je, ujumbe ni upi kwako wewe Nairobi?
What is the message in that vision to you?
Ujumbe katika maono hayo ni upi kwako wewe?
I know you have been just worshiping.
Najua mmekuwa tu mkiabudu na kuabudu.
Without hearing from the Lord.
Bila kusikia kutoka kwa Bwana.
What is the message?
Je, ujumbe ni upi?
Listen, precious people.
Sikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Did I come up and say global economic crisis?
Niliinuka nikasema shida ya kiuchumi ya kidunia.
Because
kwa sababu
every time the Lord speaks,
kila wakati Bwana anaponena,
you must find it in the Bible.
Lazima uipate katika Biblia.
I found it there.
Niliipata hapo.
The release of the black horse.
Kuachiliwa kwa farasi mweusi.
I prophesied the release of the white horse.
Nilitabiri kuhusu kuachiliwa kwa farasi mweupe.
I prophesied the release of the red horse.
Nilitabiri kuhusu kuachiliwa kwa farasi mwekundu.
Which is blood coming to the earth.
Ambayo ni mwagikaji wa damu ijayo katika dunia.
2nd of April 2004.
Tarehe 2 ya mwezi wa Aprili mwaka 2004. ine.
And now the black horse.
Na sasa farasi mweusi.
And July 29.
Na July 29.
2009.
Mwaka 2009.
While in Johannesburg.
Wakati nikiwa Johannesburg.
He told me now. You can announce the coming of the pale horse.
Akaniambia sasa unaweza kutangaza kukuja kwa farasi wa kijivujivu.
What is the message?
Ujumbe ni upi?
Today,
leo,
I want to talk about
nataka ninene kuhusu
the release of the four apocalyptic horsemen.
Nataka ninene kuhusu kuachiliwa kwa wapanda farasi wa ine wa kiunabii wa nyakati za mwisho.
I know nobody will ever teach you this.
Najua hakuna waye yote yule awezaye kuwafundisha haya tena.
This one only comes from God.
Hii inatoka kwa Bwana peke yake.
That is where we are beginning from for the 3 days.
Hapo ndipo tunapoanzia kwa kipindi hiki cha siku tatu.
The release of the four apocalyptic horsemen.
Kuachiliwa kwa wapanda farasi wa ine wa farasi za kiunabii za nyakati za mwisho.
You cannot even get this on TBN.
Hatawezi kupata hapa katika runinga ya TBN.
There is so much water from Jordan being sold there.
Kuna maji mengi sana kutoka kwa mto Yordani ambayo inauzwa hapo.
You cannot get this from there.
Hawezi kupata haya kupitia hapo.
So make sure you record and write.
Kwa hivyo hakikisha unanakili na kuandika.
Everybody focus on me now.
Kila mtu nitazame sasa.
One time.
Wakati mmoja.
One time.
Wakati mmoja.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yesu wa Nazareti.
Our Lord.
Bwana wetu.
He was walking.
Alikuwa akitembea.
He was walking.
Alikuwa akitembea.
From the temple of the Lord.
Kutoka kwa hekalu la Bwana.
That is on Mount Moriah.
Ambayo iko katika mlima wa Moriah.
And when he was walking from there.
Na alipokuwa akitembea tokea pale.
His disciples were following him.
Wanafunzi wake walikuwa wakimfuata.
And he was walking towards the Mount of Olives.
Na alikuwa akitembea kuelekea mlima wa Mizeituni.
Every time.
Kila wakati.
Jesus had the opportunity.
Yesu alipata tunuku ama nafasi.
Of shrinking.
Ya kujiondoa.
Of withdrawing.
Ya kutoka.
From the multitude.
Kutoka kwa umati.
From the public.
Kutoka kwa hadhara.
He always preferred.
Kila wakati aliyependelea.
To go to the Mount of Olives.
Kwenda kwa milima ya Mizeituni.
And sit there.
Na kuketi pale.
And to be ministered to.
Akahudumiwe.
By the Holy Spirit.
Na Roho Mtakatifu.
And that's why.
Na ndio sababu.
In one of those occasions.
Katika mojawapo ya hizo nyakati.
He was walking away to the mountain.
Alikuwa akitembea kiondoka kuelekea huo mlima.
That he may rest.
Ili apumzike.
Then the disciples came to him.
Kisha wanafunzi wakamjia.
What did they say?
Na je, walimwambiaje?
Look at what they did.
Tazama walivyofanya.
They drew his attention.
Walileta umakinifu wake.
To the temple of the Lord.
Kwa majengo ya hekalu la Bwana.
And they told him.
Na wakamwambia.
Lord.
Bwana,
look how beautiful.
Tazama jinsi inavyopendeza.
Look how precious.
Jinsi ilivyo ya dhamani.
Look how sophisticated.
Tazama jinsi ilivyo na marembo na mapambo.
The architecture is.
Ile utengenezaji ulioumbika hapo.
In the book of Luke.
Katika kitabu cha Luka Mtakatifu.
I like the way he says.
Naipenda jinsi anavyoinukuu.
He says.
Anasema.
Don't worry, I'll give you the scripture.
Usijali nitakupa hilo andiko.
In Luke he says.
Katika Luka Mtakatifu yuwasema.
They drew his attention.
Wakaleta umakinifu wake.
To the precious gift.
Kwa ile zawadi za dhamani.
That had been given to the temple.
Ambayo yalikuwa yametumika kupeanwa kujenga hekalu.
The gold.
Ile dhahabu.
The precious stone.
Mawe ya dhamani.
That were used to build the temple and its pillars.
Ambayo ilitumika kujenga hekalu na nguzo zake.
But when Jesus.
Lakini wakati Yesu.
Turned to them.
Alipowageukia.
To answer them. To respond to them. To contest with them.
Kuwajibu, kuwaitikia, kusemezana pamoja na wao.
They were dismayed.
Walihuzunishwa.
Walivunjika moyo sana.
Walivunjika moyo sana.
They were broken hearted.
Walivunjika moyo.
He said.
Alisema.
You see this building.
Mwaona haya majengo.
No stone.
hakuna jiwe
will be left on another.
Litawachwa juu ya lingine.
But listen to this.
Lakini sikiza haya.
Very carefully.
Kwa umakinifu zaidi.
And then immediately.
Alafu pale pale.
The disciples.
Wanafunzi.
Very fast.
Kwa haraka.
They understood.
Wakaelewa.
That Jesus was talking about His return.
Ya kwamba Yesu alikuwa ananena kuhusu kurudi kwake.
And then they came to him.
Alafu wakamjia.
And asked him.
Wakamuuliza.
Lord.
Bwana.
When will this happen?
Je, haya yatatukia lini?
When will it come?
Haya yatatendeka lini?
When is your return to the earth?
Na je, kurudi kwako ni lini duniani?
What will be the sign?
Na ishara zake zitakuwa zipi?
For your return.
Ya kuja kwako.
And for the end of the age.
Na kwa mwisho wa dahari.
Listen.
Sikiza.
When Jesus opened his mouth.
Wakati Yesu alipofungua kinywa chake.
To answer them.
Kuwajibu.
Then came forth.
Basi ikatokea.
The biggest prophecy.
Unabii mkubwa kabisa.
The most central prophecy.
Unabii wa kina kabisa.
In the entire Bible.
Katika Biblia yote yote.
So today.
Kwa hivyo leo.
I want you to turn with me.
Nataka ugeuke pamoja nami.
As we begin this series.
Tunapoanza mafundisho mfululizo huu.
Turn with me to Matthew 24.
Geuka pamoja nami kwa kitabu cha Mathayo mtakatifu mlango wa 24.
Matthew wrote it down.
Mathayo aliinukuu akaiandika.
And he put it in chapter 24.
Na aliandika katika mlango wa 24.
Luke wrote it down.
Luka alinukuu na kuiandika.
And he put it in Luke 21.
Na aliandika katika Luka mtakatifu mlango wa 21.
Mark wrote it down.
Marko mtakatifu aliandika pia.
And he wrote it in Mark chapter 13.
Na aliandika katika Marko mtakatifu mlango wa 13.
But when you go to John.
Lakini ukienda kwa injili ya Yohana mtakatifu.
You don't find it written.
Hauipati hapo.
And I will explain to you very carefully.
Na nitawaelezea kwa umakinifu zaidi.
So Matthew 24.
Kwa hivyo Mathayo mtakatifu 24.
Mark 13.
Marko mtakatifu 13.
And Luke 21.
Na Luka mtakatifu 21.
Today you will, let me tell you.
Hebu niwaambie.
At the end of this.
Baada ya hapa.
The kingdom of God is yours.
Ufalme wa Mungu ni wako.
Listen.
Sikiza.
We are running all over the world.
Tunakimbia kote kote ulimwenguni.
To bring this message there.
Kuleta ujumbe huu hapo.
And when we go there.
Na wakati tunapoenda huko.
Every city.
Kila mji.
Is one day.
Ni siku moja tu.
In fact one night.
Usiku moja.
From 9 PM.
Tangia saa 3 ya usiku.
Up to midnight.
Mpaka saa 6 usiku.
But for you 3 days.
Lakini kwenye siku tatu mfululizo.
That is love.
Huo ni upendo.
Now listen to this.
Sasa sikiza haya.
Matthew 24.
Mathayo mtakatifu mlango wa 24.
Turn with me there.
Geuka pamoja nami hapo.
I am reading from verse 1.
Ninasoma tangia mstari wa kwanza.
And we are targeting from verse 4.
Na tunataka sana tangia mstari wa 4.
There is no time for panda mbegu.
Hakuna wakati wa kupanda mbegu.
There is no time for panda mbegu ubarikiwe.
Hakuna wakati wa panda mbegu ubarikiwe.
We have to prepare the church for Jesus.
Inabidi tuliandae kanisa kwa ajili ya Yesu.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
He says.
Asema.
Jesus left the temple.
Yesu akaondoka hekaluni.
And was walking away.
Na alikuwa akiondoka kwenda zake.
When his disciples came up. To him, to call his attention to his buildings.
Wakati wanafunzi wake walipomwendea ili kumuonyesha majengo ya hekalu.
Do you see all these things?
Akawauliza, je, hamyaoni haya yote?
He asked.
Akawauliza.
I tell you the truth.
Amin nawaambieni kweli.
Not one stone here will be left on another.
Halita salia hapa jiwe moja juu ya jiwe ambalo halita bomoshwa.
Everyone will be thrown down.
Kila jiwe litabomoshwa chini.
Verse 3.
Mustari wa 3.
As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives.
Hata Yesu alipokuwa ameketi katika mlima wa Mizeituni.
The disciples came up to him privately.
Wanafunzi wake wakamwendea kwa faraga.
Tell us, they say.
Tuambie, wakasema.
When will this happen?
Je, mambo haya yatakuwa lini?
And what will be the sign of your coming?
Nayo ni nini dalili ya kukuja kwako?
And of the end of the age.
Na ya mwisho wa nyakati.
Jesus answered.
Yesu akajibu.
Verse 4 is mighty.
Mstari wa 4 ni mkuu.
First stop and focus on me.
Kwanza komea hapo nitazame.
Look at these precious people.
Tazama haya watu wa dhamani.
When the disciples quickly understood.
Wakati wanafunzi kwa haraka walielewa.
That he was actually talking about his return.
Ya kwamba kwa hakika alikuwa ananena kuhusu kurudi kwake.
They asked him, Lord.
Wakamuuliza, Bwana.
When will that be?
Je, haya mambo yatakuwa lini?
And what will be the sign?
Na ishara za kuja kwako zitakuwa
lini? You want to make sure you catch this today.
Unataka kuhakikisha unashika haya hivi leo.
Those are the things the Lord is talking to me every moment.
Hivyo ndivyo vitu ambavyo Bwana anavinenea kuvihusu kila wakati.
And the prophecies all over the earth.
Na unabii kote kote duniani.
But listen to verse 4.
Lakini sikiza mstari wa 4.
When Jesus began to respond.
Wakati Yesu alipoanza kuwajibu.
The most central prophecy of the Bible.
Unabii wakati wa shina kabisa katika Biblia.
Was birthed out.
Ukazalishwa.
All the other prophecies in the Bible.
Unabii zingine zote katika Biblia.
They just revolve around this one.
Zinazungukia tu huu unabii.
Listen to this somebody.
Sikiza haya mtu.
When Jesus began to respond.
Wakati Yesu alipoanza kujibu.
Why did it become the most central prophecy of the Bible?
Ni kwa nini ilifanyika unabii muhimu wa shina wakati kabisa katika Biblia?
Because he released the secret.
Kwa sababu aliachilia siri.
That I'm going to share with you today.
Ambazo ninaenda kushiriki pamoja nanyi hivi leo.
The secret.
Siri.
Of the sign.
Za ishara.
Of his return.
Ya kurudi kwake.
Listen to verse 4.
Sikiliza mstari wa 4.
He says.
Anasema.
Jesus answered.
Yesu akajibu.
Watch out that no one deceives you.
Angalieni mtu asiwadanganye.
If I were you.
Kama ningekuwa wewe.
Nairobi.
Nairobi.
If I meet the word deceived.
Nikikutana na hili neno danganya.
I would underline it.
Ningelipigilia mstari.
I want you to read the Bible in the Holy Spirit.
Nataka muisome Biblia katika Roho Mtakatifu.
He began to release the secret.
Alianza kuziachilia siri.
And he says.
Na anasema.
Watch out that no one deceives you.
Angalieni mtu asiwadanganye.
For many will come in my name.
Kwa sababu wengi watakuja kwa jina langu.
Claiming I am the Christ.
Wakidai mimi ni Kristo.
And will deceive many.
Nao watawadanganya wengi.
Verse 6.
Mstari wa 6.
You will hear of wars.
Nanyi mtasikia habari za vita.
And rumors of wars.
Na matetesi ya vita.
But see to it.
Lakini angalieni.
That you are not alarmed.
Ya kwamba msitishwe.
The first sign.
Maana ishara ya kwanza.
That Jesus gave.
Ambayo Yesu alipeana.
To the church.
Kwa kanisa.
That would mark.
Ambayo ingeweka alama.
The dispensation.
Majira.
Of his return.
Ya kurudi kwake.
His deception.
Ni udanganyifu.
Deception.
Udanganyifu.
I want to break it for you. Bit by bit.
Nataka niwavunjieni kipande kwa kipande.
Today the book of Revelation is going to be very open and easy for you today.
Leo kitabu cha Ufunuo wa Yohana kinaenda kukua wazi na rahisi sana kwenyu.
And you will be able to teach it in your churches.
Na mtaweza sasa kukifunza hata kwa makanisa yenu.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
The first sign Jesus raised forth.
Ishara ya kwanza ambayo Yesu aliitisha.
Is deception.
Ni udanganyifu.
Deception where?
Udanganyifu wapi?
Look at this.
Tazama haya.
The disciples.
Wanafunzi.
They came to him.
Walimkujia yeye.
He was sitting on the Mount of Olives.
Alikuwa ameketi pale kwa milima ya mzaituni.
The disciples.
Wanafunzi wake.
They represent.
Wanasimamia.
The elect of God.
Wateule wa Bwana.
The apostles.
Mitume.
The priesthood.
Ukuhani.
The pastors.
Wachungaji.
The church.
Kanisa.
And he says.
Na nasema.
Make sure.
Hakikisha.
That nobody.
Ya kwamba mtu.
Deceives you.
Asiwadanganye.
talking to the church.
Akilinenea kanisa.
Now you will understand today.
Sasa mtaelewa hivi leo.
Why you are seeing the church?
Ni kwa nini mnaliona kanisa?
On Kenyan television.
Katika runinga za inchi ya Kenya.
Being laughed at.
Zikichekelewa.
Today you will understand.
Leo mtaelewa.
Why there is such a big shame.
Ni kwa nini kuna aibu kubwa kiasi hiki.
Presented on newspapers and TV.
Ambayo imechapishwa kwenye magazeti na kupeperushwa kwenye runinga.
About the Church of Christ.
Kuhusu kanisa la Kristo.
Deception.
Udanganyifu.
And the second thing he said.
Na kitu cha pili alichokisema.
There will be wars.
Kutakuwa na vita.
And rumors of wars.
Na uvumi ama tetesi za vita.
And he said.
Na anasema.
Such things must happen.
Hayo hayana budi kutukia.
But the end is still to come.
Lakini ule mwisho bado.
Nation will rise against nation.
Kwa maana taifa litaondoka kupigana na taifa.
And kingdom against kingdom.
Na ufalme kupigana na ufalme.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
There will be famine.
Kutakuwa na njaa.
And earthquake.
Na matetemeko ya ardhi.
In various places.
Mahali mbalimbali.
Now you understand. Why I saw the black horse?
Ni kwa nini nikamwona farasi mweusi?
And declared.
Na nikatangaza.
A global famine coming.
Njaa ya kidunia ikija.
And a global economic crisis coming.
Na shida ya kiutata ya kiuchumi ya kidunia ikija.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Listen carefully.
Sikiza kwa umakinifu.
When Jesus.
Wakati Yesu.
Was releasing these central secrets.
Alipokuwa akiachilia mfululizo wa matukio haya ya shina na ya kati.
Very critical to the church.
Ambayo ni nyeti sana kwa kanisa.
John did not write.
Yohana mtakatifu hakuiandika.
But if it is the glorious gospel.
Lakini kama ni ile injili ya utukufu.
The four glorious gospels.
Injili ine za utukufu.
Why did John not write?
Basi ni kwa nini Yohana hakuiandika?
Listen very carefully.
Sikiza kwa umakini.
Why did John not record and document?
Je, ni kwa nini Yohana hakuinukuu wala kuiandika?
Listen very very carefully.
Sikiliza kwa umakini zaidi.
John.
Yohana.
Was given the revelation.
Alipewa ufunuo wake.
The interpretation.
Tafsiri.
In real time.
Katika nyakati za kihasa.
The translation.
Utafsiri.
Of this most central prophecy.
Wa unabii huu ulio wakati na washina kabisa.
And John recorded it.
Naye Yohana aliandika.
In the book of Revelation.
Katika kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
Chapter 6.
Mlango wa 6.
We are going to walk through Revelation. Don't worry.
Tunaenda kupitia katika hicho kitabu cha ufunuo, usiwe na wasiwasi.
I am going to summarize for you the chapters of the book of Revelation.
Ninaenda kukupatia muhtasari wa milango ya kitabu hiki cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
I know many of your pastors have not taught you this.
Ninajua wengi wa wachungaji wenu hawajawafunza haya.
Many of the people you have invited in your pastor's conference have not taught this.
Wengi wa watu ambao mmewaalika katika makongamano yenu hawajafundisha haya.
I will summarize, don't worry.
Nitaiweka kwa muhtasari, usijali.
That's why.
Kini kwa nini?
I was able to say global economic crisis.
Niliweza kusema shida kiutata ya kiuchumi ya kidunia.
Because in Revelation chapter 6.
Maana katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 6.
He says.
Asema.
That when the black horse is released.
Ya kwamba wakati farasi mweusi anapoachiliwa.
The rider of the black horse.
Anayempanda huyo farasi mweusi.
He carries the balance.
Amebeba ratili, mizani.
A scale.
Amebeba mizani.
And he goes out.
Na anaondoka kuenenda.
And the voice of the Lord says.
Na sauti ya Bwana ikasema.
A quart of wheat.
Kibaba changano.
For a day's wages.
Kwa ajili ya ujira wa siku.
And we know that a quart of wheat.
Na tunajua kwamba kibaba cha robo ya ngano.
Is just enough wheat for one person.
Ni ngano tu inayotosha mtu mmoja tu.
For one day.
Kwa siku moja.
but you go to work for your family also.
Lakini unaenda kufanya kazi kwa ajili ya jamii yako pia.
That is famine.
Hiyo ni njaa.
That means there will be food scarcity.
Hiyo inamaanisha kutakuwa na uhaba, upungufu wa chakula.
And then,
halafu,
why the balance?
Kwa nini ratili mizani?
Balance means
ratili ama mizani inamaanisha
buying and selling.
Kununua na kuuza.
They add. Wanaongeza.
Wanaongeza.
Anaweka mawe mbili hapa, mawe mbili.
Anaweka mawe mawili huku.
He puts two stones here.
Anaweka mawe mawili huku.
There is a plate, something like a plate here.
Alafu kuna kitu kama kibakuli upande huu mwingine.
He adds.
Anaweka kipimo akiongezea.
Then it does like this.
Alafu inafanya hivi, inasuka-suka.
Buying and selling.
Kununua na kuuza.
That means commerce.
Hiyo inamaanisha
trade.
Inamaanisha biashara.
That means the economy.
Inamaanisha uchumi.
But anyhow,
lakini hata hivyo,
precious people,
watu wa dhamani,
look at this.
Tazama haya.
The first sign,
ishara ya kwanza,
deception,
udanganyifu,
in the church,
katika kanisa,
in the priesthood,
katika ukuhani.
Second sign,
ishara ya pili,
two types of wars.
Vita aina mbili.
Wars.
Vita.
And then.
Halafu.
Nation rise against nation.
Taifa likinuka kupigana na taifa jingine.
And number three.
Na tatu.
Rumors of wars.
Matetesi na uvumi wa vita.
And then listen to this.
Alafu sikiza haya.
Earthquakes and famine.
Matetemeko ya ardhi na njaa.
Now you understand.
Sasa unaelewa.
Why this man?
Ni kwa nini huyu mtu?
Is always prophesying earthquakes.
Kila wakati anatabiri matetemeko ya ardhi.
When it comes to Haiti.
Wakati anakuja Haiti.
He says a historic earthquake.
Anasema tetemeko la ardhi la kihistoria.
Is coming here.
Inakuja hapa.
And yet it has never happened.
Na ile hali haijawahi kutendeka.
Since 1770.
Tangia mwaka wa 1770.
And when he leaves.
Na wakati anaondoka.
It surely happened.
Kwa hakika inatendeka.
In the ocean.
Katika bahari.
There will be famine.
Kutakuwa na njaa.
And earthquakes.
Na mitetemeko ya ardhi.
In various places.
Mahali mbalimbali.
All these are the beginnings of birth pain.
Na haya yote ndiyo mwanzo wa utungu.
Verse 9.
Mstari wa 9.
Then you'll be handed over.
Wakati huo mtapeanwa.
To be persecuted.
Muweze kupatiwa dhiki.
And to be put to death.
Na kuuawa.
And you'll be hated by all nations.
Nanyi mtachukiwa na watu wa mataifa yote.
Because of me.
Kwa ajili ya jina langu.
At that time.
Ndipo kwa wakati huo.
Many will turn away from the true faith.
Wengi watakapojikwaa kutoka kwa imani ya kweli.
And will betray and hate each other.
Nao watasalitiana na kuchukiana.
Listen to this verse 10.
Sikiliza hii mstari wa 10.
He says.
Anasema.
One of the signs.
Ishara moja wapo.
Will be people.
Itakuwa ni watu.
Turning away.
Kugeuka kutoka.
From the true faith.
Kwa imani ya kweli.
That is called apostasy.
Hiyo inaitwa mwanguko wa imani.
In the church.
Katika kanisa.
I know wherever you are.
Najua popote pale ulipo.
Now you are beginning to understand.
Sasa umeanza kuelewa.
Why you see what is happening in the church.
Ni kwa nini unaona kile ambacho kinatendeka katika kanisa.
The falling away from true faith.
Kuanguka kutoka kwa imani ya kweli.
Listen to what he says.
Sikiza anavyosema.
Verse 11.
Mstari wa 11.
And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
Na manabii wengi wa uongo watatokea na kuwadanganya watu wengi.
Verse 12.
Mstari wa 12.
Because of the increase of wickedness.
Na kwa sababu ya kuongezeka kwa maasi.
The love of most.
Upendo wa wengi.
Will grow cold.
Utapoa.
But he who stands firm to the end.
Lakini mwenye kuvumilia hata mwisho.
Will be saved.
Ndiye atakaye okoka.
And this gospel.
Tena habari hii.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me.
Sikiza.
And this gospel.
Injili hii.
Which gospel?
Injili gani hii?
Of the kingdom of God.
Ya ufalme wa Mungu.
Not the gospel of prosperity.
Sio injili ya ufanisi.
And this gospel.
Na hii injili.
Of the kingdom of God.
Ya ufalme wa Mungu.
gospel of prosperity.
Siyo injili ya ufanisi.
He says,
anasema,
in this gospel,
tena habari hii njema,
of the kingdom of God,
ya ufalme wa Mungu,
will be preached,
itahubiriwa,
in the whole world,
katika ulimwengu wote,
as a testimony,
kuwa ushuhuda,
to the nations,
kwa mataifa yote.
Then the end will come.
Hapo ndipo ule mwisho utakuja.
Let me read up to somewhere.
Hebu nisome hadi mahali.
Then I will summarize for you and we'll jump to the book of Revelation.
Alafu nitapatia mutasri kisha tutaruka kwenda kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
That you may see the interpretation.
Hivi kwamba ukaweze kuona tafsiri yake.
That when you look at your news now.
Ya kwamba unapotazama habari zenu sasa.
Now you will understand.
Sasa utaelewa.
What Jesus was talking about.
Kile ambacho Yesu alikuwa ananena kukihusu.
In the Olivet prophecy.
Katika unabii wa Olivet.
This is called the Olivet prophecy.
Huu unaitwa unabii wa mlima Olivet.
It is called the Mount of Olives prophecy.
Unaitwa unabii wa mlima wa mizeituni.
Listen to this very carefully.
Sikiliza haya kwa umakinifu.
Quickly and then I will go with you forward.
Kwa haraka sana kisha tutasonga pamoja mbele.
Verse 15.
Mstari wa 15.
So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination of the desolation. You can read all the way down. Let me stop there.
Hebu tusimamie hapo.
Let me summarize until now.
Hebu nifanye mutasari hapo.
Listen, precious people.
Sikiza watu wa dhamani.
When Jesus opened his breath.
Wakati Yesu alipofungua pumzi yake.
To respond to the disciples.
Kuwajibu wanafunzi.
The most central prophecy in the entire Bible was burst out.
Unabii ulio muhimu wa nyeti wa shina kabisa katika Biblia ulizalishwa papo hapo.
Why most central?
Ni kwa nini huo ndio wakati wa shina kabisa?
Because he gave the secrets.
Kwa sababu alipeana zile siri
of the dispensation
za majira
right before he comes.
Ambayo yanatangulia kukuja kwake.
The sign
ishara
that when you will see on TV
ambazo mkianza kuziona kwenye runinga
then you will understand
basi mtapata kuelewa
and then prepare the way
alafu muandae njia
for his coming
kwa kukuja kwake.
Because the Bible says
Biblia inasema
in Revelation 16:15
katika ufunuo Yohana 16 mstari wa 15
behold I come like a thief.
Tazama naja kama mwivi.
And blessed is he who stays awake.
Na amebarikiwa heri yeye akeshaye.
And keeps his clothes with himself.
Na kuyatunza mavazi yake.
That he may not go naked.
Ya kwamba asiende uchi.
And be shamefully exposed.
Na akaonyesha uchi wake katika aibu.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
All the other prophecies in the Bible.
Unabii zingine zote katika Biblia takatifu.
They just revolve around this central prophecy.
Zinazungukia tu juu ya huu unabii ambao ni wa shina, ni wakati, ni wa muhimu.
And the Lord says.
Naye Bwana yuasema.
That there will be deception.
Ya kwamba kutakuwa na udanganyifu.
And then.
Halafu.
There will be wars.
Kutakuwa na vita.
And rumors of wars.
Na matetesi na uvumi wa vita.
And then.
Halafu.
There will be famine.
Kutakuwa na njaa.
And earthquake.
Na matetemeko ya ardhi.
And then he adds on.
Halafu anaongezea.
And he says.
Na anasema.
Many false prophets.
Manabii wengi wa uongo.
Will enter the church.
Wataingia kanisani.
And deceive many people.
Na kuwadanganya watu wengi.
And then he says.
Alafu anasema.
The love of most.
Upendo wa wengi.
The love of most.
Upendo wa watu wengi.
In other versions.
Katika tafsiri zingine.
He says. Will wax cold.
Inasema. Itapoa kama mshuma.
He says it will grow cold.
Inasema itakuwa baridi.
When the Lord speaks about love.
Wakati Bwana ananena kuhusu upendo.
He does not talk about carnal love.
Haneni kuhusu upendo wa kiasilia.
He talks about agape.
Ananena kuhusu agape.
He talks about the love of God to man.
Ananena kuhusu upendo wa Mungu kwa mwanadamu.
And in John chapter 3 verse 16.
Na katika Yohana mtakatifu mlango wa 3 mstari wa 16.
He says.
Anasema.
For God loved the world.
Maana jinsi hii Bwana aliupenda ulimwengu.
That he gave his one and only begotten son.
Ya kwamba akamtoa mwanawe mmoja na wa pekee.
That whoever believes.
Kwamba yeyote amwaminie.
May not perish.
Asipotee.
But have eternal life.
Bali awe na uzima wa milele.
So when he was saying the love of most.
Kwa hivyo alipokuwa akisema upendo wa wengi.
Will grow cold.
Utakuwa baridi.
He meant Jesus.
Alimaanisha Yesu.
That the love for Jesus.
Ya kwamba upendo kwa Yesu.
In the church,
katika kanisa,
because of the increased wickedness,
kwa sababu ya kuongezeka kwa maasi,
the love for Jesus,
upendo wa Yesu,
will grow cold,
utakuwa baridi,
will wax cold,
utakuwa baridi kama mshumaa.
That means,
hiyo inamaanisha,
you will not love him enough,
hautampenda ya kutosha,
to be able to sacrifice for him,
ili uweze kujitoa dhabihu kwa ajili yake.
The church,
kanisa,
will not love him enough.
Halitampenda kiasi cha kutosha.
I know you are beginning to understand.
Najua mmeanza kuelewa.
What you are seeing around you.
Kila ambacho unaona kinachokuzingira.
In the churches.
Katika makanisa.
On television about the church.
Katika maruninga kulihusu kanisa.
The love of most.
Upendo wa watu wengi.
Will wax cold.
Itapoa kama mshumaa.
He says. It will grow cold.
Inasema itakuwa baridi.
It will grow cold.
Itakuwa baridi.
Hallelujah. You are listening to the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We're live. It's Sunday, June 29th of 2014. It's 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the Revelation Chapter 6, the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen given straight from the throne of the Lord to the church, through his mighty prophet. We've been listening to the mighty prophet, Dr. David O'War, give the message of the Revelation chapter 6, prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen, and the Lord gives the interpretation from Matthew chapter 24, the mighty Olivet Discourse. By all standards, the greatest prophecy Jesus ever gave to the church is that prediction and prophecy which he released while seated on the Mount of Olives, popularly known as the Olivet Prophecy. Because in that prophecy, the Lord Jesus revealed the spiritual landmarks, and we saw many, and anyone with open eyes today can see them, that would denote the dispensational course for his return and the signs of the end of the age. While it may have seemed that among the other four glorious Gospels, only Matthew, Mark, and Luke recorded the Olivet Discourse, John, on the other hand, did indeed receive it, and its interpretation documented in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, as we were just listening to the segment, The Four Apocalyptic Horsemen. We'll pick up the segment next week as well, Wednesday, as the Lord leads. But before we get to the next segment and closing this one out, this really astonishing prophecy to the church. We can see where the church has fallen asleep, has listened to false prophets and false apostles and false teachers, theologians and speculators, those that are in the rumor court. The church has not heeded the voice of the mighty Holy Spirit, for it is the Spirit that's speaking expressly to the church at this moment in time. And as one is fond of saying, indeed, we are in the back of the book, and yet the church as a whole seems to be reading from another book altogether. Pastor Jose, California Altar, if you would,
We're down to about 10 minutes for this segment, a very powerful segment as we get the foundation of the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. Anything to share with the listening audience throughout the United States?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Shalom. And yes, we are living in a very, very, very critical today. And the hour is very late, precious people. We have been allowed to witness and to partake of these events. We have been allowed to witness this marvelous revival that is coming out of the land of Kenya. We are being allowed to warn you here in the United States of America. And the time is over, precious people. Time to come out and to seek the Lord and to hear this powerful message of warning to the United States of America and to all the nations. The church in America has turned completely apostate and is preaching a different message that is not preparing the church. And those that are preaching an end times message are telling the saints, go load up with guns and ammo, stockpile food, dig a hole in the backyard and build yourself a underground bunker. Precious people, there will be nowhere to hide from the wrath of the Lord. Time and the hour is very late. The Bible says nobody knows the day or the hour. Not the angels, not even the Son of Man. Only the Father. But we know the season. And we are being very well warned by a messenger that has been sent by Jehovah himself. And we know that the time is very, very late. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming, and you will continue to hear this warning from us, precious saints, as long as the Lord allows us to. Thank you so much, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Jose. That was Pastor Jose from the California altar. And I really thank the Lord for sharing with the listeners, Pastor Jose, because that is an American mentality. She's been deceived in a bunker mentality, food stockpile mentality, guns, ammo, and all the things of the world. And the Lord tells us to look up, our redemption draweth nigh. And that is certainly a sin that's actually unique in a lot of ways to the United States, the United States Church specifically. And we see a lot of the false prophets teaching, you know, survival mentality. When we have the roadmap right in front of us, we have the revelation of the Lord right in front of us, we have the Bible and what the Lord tells us. In the United States, we need to repent for the gospel of the flesh. We need to repent for the bunker mentality that the guns and the ammo and the bunkers. Don't we know what the word of the Lord says? Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, and that we are to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. And thank you so much for sharing that, Pastor Jose. Pastor Albanos from the Maryland altar, we have about 6 minutes before we wrap up. Anything that you would like to share with the listeners based on the message of the Lord or whatever the Lord's placed on your heart this evening?
Thank you so much, pastors and our listeners. That's a very powerful message we just heard from the mighty prophet. And the question now is, who are the candidates who qualify for the rapture? Now people find out time is over, the Messiah is coming. Now who are the candidates who qualify for the rapture? And that goes to Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And you see that those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Now the question to most Christians, especially those who are listening and pastors, they ask, how many people have you led into righteousness through your own life? When they look at your life, do they admire, do they love Christ for who, because of your actions? Also, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heaven, meaning you have to be walking in the fear of the Lord. If you have to walk in the fear of the Lord, the wisdom which lead to fear of the Lord come from the mighty Holy Spirit. There's no way you're going to make it as a Christian, especially at this time, without the counsel of the mighty Holy Spirit. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Albanus. Pastor Albanus of the Maryland Altar. And now is the time, more than ever, that the church is dependent upon the mighty Holy Spirit. And as we read in Galatians chapter 3, target scripture 3, what have we accomplished in the flesh? Is it not by the Spirit of the Lord? Do we not find in the Bible repeatedly, not by power and not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And the Spirit is speaking to the church now and to the remnant bride. Prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Prepare our hearts. Return to righteousness. Return to holiness in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor Nildemaya, we're under 4 minutes. And we ran really short, but a powerful segment. I want to hand the time off to you to anything the Lord's placed on your heart for the national listening audience and or speaking, the Spanish-speaking audience, and end time saints as well. Pastor Nildemaya of the New York Altar, it's yours.
Gracias, Pastor Lu.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Quisiera decirle a todos los que estén escuchando que hablan español, que si pudieron captar algo de este mensaje, es algo muy precioso que deben de atesorar, porque ahí nos está dando instrucciones el profeta que les dijo allá en lo habló en Nairobi, y él dijo a ellos que cuando ellos pudieran captar ese mensaje, el reino de Dios, el reino de los cielos sería de ellos. Igualmente para nosotros, que si nosotros captamos este mensaje también, podría decir que el reino de los cielos será de nosotros también. Hermanos, ahí estaba hablando todo sobre Apocalipsis 6, de los jinetes del Apocalipsis, ¿verdad? El blanco, el rojo, el caballo negro y también el caballo amarillo. Algo importante que quería explicar así rápidamente es sobre, él explicó que en todos los evangelios, en Lucas, en Mateo, Lucas, se dio el discurso de en el Monte de Olivas, ¿verdad? En el Monte de Olivas. Pero en el único libro que no se vio, que no se ve, es en el libro de Juan, ¿verdad? El Evangelio de Juan. Y él explicó por qué razón no se ve ahí. La razón por la cual no está en Juan es porque él dijo que a Juan se le dio la revelación, y eso aparece en Apocalipsis 6. Donde estaba leyendo el profeta sobre los jinetes del Apocalipsis. Entonces, esa fue una explicación muy tremenda. Yo nunca había escuchado antes de haber escuchado ese discurso, que cuando él está explicándole a los apóstoles sobre su venida, cuáles serían las señales, él dijo primero, les advirtió primeramente que no fueran engañados, eso representa el caballo blanco. Lo segundo fue que habrían guerras y rumores de guerras, ese es el jinete del caballo rojo. El tercero serían las hambrunas, que fue representada por el la crisis económica global que hemos visto, y por en cuarto lugar está el caballo amarillo, está ya la muerte, ¿verdad? Y el infierno le sigue atrás. Entonces, hermanos, ahí está en Apocalipsis, está la revelación de ese discurso.
Hallelujah. You've been listening to the prophecy at the midnight hour, segment 2 on Wednesday. As the Lord leads, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, precious saints.
Shalom.
Shalom.